It's time for RSL Talk with Bill and OC. The Monday Real Salt Lake interview is brought to you by Unique Auto Body, where unique does an auto body good. Now let the conversation begin, and don't forget, it's only right here on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
RSL lost a tough one, weird one. Took an odd deflection and in 87th minute yesterday. San Jose beat them 1-0. Not a loss you want to suffer right now if you're RSL, especially considering where they are in the standings. Back on the road next Sunday to Denver, RSL assistant coach Tyrone Marshall joining us right here on ESPN 700. Tyrone, how are you?
Very good, guys. How are you?
Doing okay. From your perspective, next to the field, next to Jeff and Daryl and the rest of the crew, what was your biggest issue or challenge yesterday? It looked like maybe some heavy legs late in that match.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, you can tell the boys are just stagnant out there. And you can tell it was taking a toll, especially playing the afternoon game in California where the heat, you know, was a factor as well. I thought it was pretty warm. And just heavy legs from playing three games in a matter of, 16 days, I think it was. So, overall, you know, tough for the boys. But, you know, I thought we tried our best. You know, we did a lot of stuff, some positive stuff on the field. We missed some chances that probably could have changed the game. They had some chances as well, you know, but sometimes you create your own luck. And I thought, you know, we did well for the most part until that goal in the 87th minute, which just kind of broke our back, you know.
You talk about creating your own luck, and obviously the team has played well as of late and has been on a nice little run. And the bounces were kind of going in RSL's favor, and then that weird deflection that Bill mentioned kind of goes the other way. How deflating is that for the guys, knowing all that's on the line right now, but that everything was kind of bouncing your way for about a month, and then all of a sudden this one comes back and snake bites you? Pretty deflating in the locker room after?
No, you know what? It was disappointing, yeah. But, you know, I think the boys had a great attitude, positive, because they know, you know, it took a weird bounce to beat us. And, you know, looking at it from that perspective, it's good. You know, we didn't get blown out of the park, which was good. We played, and, you know, it's just one of those things. That's a game of soccer. You know, you play great for, 89th minute, but at 1 minute you fall asleep, you know, the goal goes in. So, you know, we kept our head up in the locker room, knowing that we still have four games to go, and there's still 12 points on the table. So it just for us now to get this one out of our, get this one behind us, and look to move on to Colorado, because, look, we win those next couple of games, we get 10 points or 12 points out of the next possible 12. And, you know, now we're in a conversation of, hey, we're probably at 50 points if you look at it. So, you know, we still have our heads up and we're still looking forward. We can't keep our head down, because then we won't see the finishing line, which is, getting into the playoffs.
RSL assistant Tyrone Marshall with us here on the Bill and OC show. RSL and Colorado from Dick's Sporting Goods Park on Sunday afternoon and right here on ESPN 700. Let me ask you, and I'm not telling you anything you guys don't know, your team looks like two different clubs when Javier Morales is on the field versus Javier Morales off the field. Two-part question, Tyrone. How close was he yesterday to being able to go? And who can fill that role on a day where Javi's either hurt or exhausted or whatever it might be? Because
right,
the difference with him and without him is great.
Yeah, most definitely. And like you said, going back to the first part, I think the guy who can fill that role, you have a couple players. I think Juan Martinez could probably step in there, and Silva could probably do it as well. I think Luis is coming off of a nagging injury, calf strain the other day. You know, this kind of heavy leg, I think it got up to him. You know, not playing for the last couple of games. He came up against the game against Houston. So, you know, him getting back into the mix of it, you know, his first game back, I thought his legs were a little bit heavy. But those guys can fill those roles. But it's definitely different when you don't have Javi on the field, because, you know, Javi is one of those field generals that wants the ball. He dictates the tempo. He sets everything and sets everyone up and makes everyone look better. So, you know, there you go. You need a guy like Javi. You can't replace him, but the guys that we do have, you know, can step in and do a very comfortable, filling job, so to speak. But, you know, once you're missing the maestro, you know, it's tough to fill those boots. And, you know, it's always great when we have the field general on the field. So now everyone's, you know, paying attention and know what's going on. And it just shows in terms of our play and our whole, all aura on the field, so to speak.
We talked about the heavy legs, and thankfully you get about a week before you got to go play against Colorado. Of course, you know, the altitude and all that plays a factor.
Right.
It's nice to be out here in Salt Lake and at least have some preparation for that. But what's Colorado looking like right now? How do you like this matchup, and how do you like the week of preparation instead of cramming a bunch of matches in to a two-week period?
Right. Well, I tell you what, you know, Colorado obviously coming off a defeat in Houston, deflating defeat for them. They're back home, and they're looking to obviously get some momentum going into the weekend, give them a chance to prepare for us as well. But I think having these days coming up for the whole week to prepare for Colorado gives us a chance to get back some guys on the field, hopefully get Hobby back, get some guys who are, you know, nursing, nagging injuries to get back at, you know, full speed, and to get a full week of preparation instead of playing game on Wednesday and turn around and have to play again on a Saturday or a Sunday. So now, you know, hopefully our bodies rested, our minds are rested, and so when we go into the game on Sunday against Colorado, you know, we're moving at full speed ahead.
You mentioned 12 points, four matches left. Is the mindset right now, Tyrone, to get in, we've got to win them all?
No, not necessarily, because, you know, we still have to play teams in front of us. You know, we still have to play Portland. You know, we got Dallas, we got Seattle and Colorado. You know, so those are all Western Conference games. So those guys are, I mean, if we win those games, they're going to be close to us. And, you know, we can reel those guys in. So the guys in front of us, like Portland, you know, San Jose, Kansas City, those are the teams I think are worried, because now they're looking over their shoulders. So just for us to take it one game at a time, you know, win the game that's in front of us first, and then we'll worry about the next one. But we can't be looking ahead and say, hey, we need to win four games. I think that's just unrealistic, you know, in terms of how our mindset should be. It should be one game at a time. You know, we prepare for the team that's coming up, which is Colorado. Take care of business then, and then we move on to the next team. And I think that's how we got to approach it.
Well, hey, have a good week of training out there with the fellas. Keep everybody healthy, especially Javi. And we'll talk to you later this week, Tyrone. Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.